For the first time since 1966, Maryland voters will see more than just the Democratic and Republican nominees for governor on the ballot. Libertarian Party's candidate Spear Lancaster will also be listed, and we talked with him about his candidacy. Mr. Lancaster, what did it take to get your name on the ballot?
Well, Jeff, surprisingly enough, it took about three times as much effort as I thought. It took about a year and a half. We must have talked to well over 125 to 30,000 people to get the necessary amount of signatures. We had to get actually close to 40,000 signatures to qualify.
Why was that important for you and for the party to be on the ballot instead of, I guess, you would have been a write-in otherwise?
Yes, right. Well, we worked very hard over the last few years to get ballot access, and we are, of course, listed as a candidate. I mean, as a party on the ballot. And had we not gotten on the ballot and had we not gotten, and we haven't gotten it yet, but unless we get 1% of the vote, we lose our ballot access. So all of our thousands of registered libertarians will kind of like drop into a dark hole and we'll have to start all over again.
Tell me about these registered libertarians. For people who don't know much about the party, what does it stand for?
Well, as the name implies, it stands for liberty. It stands for freedom. I tell people if Thomas Jefferson and Thomas Paine were alive today, they'd be libertarians, and we'd probably be running them for president. It's the dignity of the individual, freedom to make a choice, and of course the responsibility to honor your debts and obligations.
How did you come to be the party nominee?
Run
at it?
It was a drawing, and I lost. Now, all kidding aside, I have been. I was in business all my life, and I had gotten to the point where I was quite frustrated with what I saw happening in the political scene, and I made it obvious when I met other libertarians and friends, and they needed someone that would run, and preferably someone who had some experience working with the public, which I did, and also someone who had the time. So I decided to sell my company a couple of years ago, back 2 years ago, August, and to devote the rest of my time to this movement, to libertarianism.
Have you run for office before?
Not in the public arena. I've been president of a national organization. I've been on the board of directors of an international association. I've been on board of directors of different companies. I've been on rep advisory council. I was a manufacturer's rep for over 30 years. I represented Rubbermaid Commercial. And before that, I was a company salesman briefly, handling department stores and people like that. But most of my life has been in the private arena.
So let's break down some of these issues. I'm curious about where you stand, where the party stands compared to the major parties. And you talked about a couple issues, education, taxes, crime. Let's start with education. What would you do as governor that's different from what Mrs. Townsend or Mr. Ehrlich would do?
Well, the first thing I think I would do, well, let me put it this way. I would not continue to do what we've been doing. I've looked at the educational establishment for a long time. I have 9 teachers in my family, including my mom. 3 of my sisters have teaching degrees and so forth. And I've seen the amount of money spent on education literally double in 30 years. I've seen the SATs, in my opinion, decline. I've seen it become more and more hierarchical, more top-down. I'm very familiar, and I've been very interested in education for many, many, many years. I've read things like when Alexis de Tocqueville was talking about democracy in America, he was staggered that virtually everybody was literate. And we're talking about an era when there were no public schools. So I think this whole idea of how you educate, as opposed to training, and there's a world of difference to me between training people and educating. You know, I trained salesmen by the thousands for years and years. I would be bought in to major corporations, like, say, Marriott, to train people on the use of equipment and stuff in that nature. And I trained distributor salesmen. And I found that it was strictly a one-on-one thing. And
My perception of the Libertarian Party was that you would be opposed to, you don't want the government in anything it doesn't have to be in. So you wouldn't want the government in public education, or is that incorrect?
I would say that's not really correct. I don't care what the government is in. I want people to have choices. In fact, I don't consider the so-called schools that we call public schools public schools. They're really government schools. You really don't have a choice. You have to send your kid to school up until 18 years old.
So should those government schools continue to exist?
Yes, of course. Absolutely. And you should have a choice of sending your kid to a government school, a charter school, a home school, vouchers. In fact, I just went to Frederick and attended the opening of the first charter school in the state of Maryland. I was shocked that we were one of the few states that didn't have any charter schools, and we just got our first one recently in Frederick. And I'm very impressed. I haven't had time to go out and meet with all the people yet, which I intend to do.
Now, what about taxes? My impression, again, is that the Libertarian Party opposes the income tax.
Well, we would prefer to see most libertarians, and libertarians are not monolithic. I mean, most libertarians would not be unhappy. We kind of agree with President Carter, who says it's probably the most onerous tax system for free people there is. And yet even President Carter and his allies couldn't do much as far as changing it. You've got a system here that's thousands and thousands of pages, and it's designed, frankly, to set up special privileges for different people all up and down the line. It's not uniformly administered, but the main thing is it deceives the American people into believing that rich people are taxed to help poor people, and I think it's just the opposite. I think for every dollar that is taken from rich people, $10 are taken from poor people, especially in the FICA, which is not part of the income tax, but the FICA and all.
Is it a difficult time to run if the Libertarian Party has been anti-government in some ways? Post 9/11, Americans, according to polls at least, have kind of muted some of their concerns about the size and the scope of our government. So is it a tough time to be running as a libertarian?
Well, I think in some ways, yes, in some ways, no. I think it's a wash. I think we're becoming very, very aware of our liberties and freedoms. Some of these proposals, this homeland bills that have coming up, have made a lot of people that have been sitting on the sideline become very aware of the danger of restricting the First Amendment and the Fourth Amendment and, you know, holding people without trials and without hearings and without access to attorneys. I think we've woken up a lot of people that maybe the libertarians had something to say, that maybe government, you know, in the 20th century, there were millions of people killed by their own governments. Everybody talks about the neighborhood crook that might knock you in the head and kill you. But compared to what they did in Nazi Germany and Russia and China, I mean, or Cambodia, I fear the government, really. I can protect myself against a neighborhood thug pretty easy, I think. But I fear government getting out of hand. And I think this is why the founding fathers, in their wisdom, wrote for the first time. I was 65 before I read the Constitution, and I buy 100 of them at a time, and I take them out to high schools and colleges, and I'm going to be doing 3 colleges classes this week. And I say, this was the first time in the history of man that you had a written document that limited what government could do and made the citizens sovereign. And I think I'm just enthused with this. I really am.
Where would the votes go? If you're hoping to get at least 1% of the vote,
right,
this is going to be a tight race for governor.
You're right.
The polls indicate it's neck and neck. Yes. Who's the 1% coming from? In other words, is there a chance you're going to act as a spoiler in this race?
I really don't think so, Jeff. I think what we're going to do is activate a lot of people who wouldn't normally vote. When I talk to reporters, they lament the fact that we are in danger as a democratic republic because so few people are participating in the political process. Out of 100 potential voters, 33 and a third don't even register. Another 33 and a third don't even vote. The recent primary, less than 13 or 14% of the people decided it. I think we're going to activate a lot of people who are saying before, well, it doesn't make any difference. My vote doesn't count. For years, I was told that if I voted for anybody other than a major party, my vote didn't count. And I now realize how foolish this was, because until I was 55, I voted for the same party pretty much unanimously. And I saw my taxes double, and I saw my liberties reduced. And I did worse than wasted my vote. I sent a message to the politicians, and they correctly assumed that I was happy. And the way to get politicians' attention is to start putting options on the table. This is why we're so supportive of the Greens and other third parties. We think it's important that we get this dialogue.
The Greens aren't on the ballot in Maryland this year, are they?
No, they're not. In fact, they surprising. You know, it's amazing you ask this because there's a lawsuit, was a lawsuit this morning, and I haven't heard the outcome before the Supreme Court of Maryland to allow them to be on the ballot. One of the candidates was denied access.
But, well, before we go, what were you before you were a libertarian?
Well, most of my life I was a Democrat. I voted Democrat, wretched Democrat when I could, and I pretty much voted straight party until I was 55. And then I briefly, just for a brief time, became a Republican, and that really didn't do anything for me. And so I was kind of like in just drifting along until I discovered libertarians about 8 years ago.
All right. Spear Lankester, Libertarian for Governor. Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you. Appreciate it.